أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين. صدق العلي العظيم. Mu'mineen, we are continuing Surah Anbiya, and the verse I recited is verse number 70. And they intended a device against him, but we made them the worst losers. So Allah is talking about when they put Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire and Allah made the fire cold. So they wanted to burn him, but Allah said that they intended to device against him, but we made them the worst losers. How they became worst loser? When they saw this big miracle, Namrud got scared that everybody is impressed with this young man, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He thought that people are going to be his follower, and some became his follower. So he thought that now he should get rid of him. So he threw him out of the country. They used to be in Iraq. So he became loser because he could not deal with him. He became very popular. So he threw him out. So when he was thrown out of Iraq, he had a spiritual victory. People supported him. So he left with his wife Sarah and his cousin Lut alayhi salam. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ لُوتًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we delivered him and Lot unto the land which we have blessed for people. So he was delivered because of Allah's grace, him and Lut alayhi salam, which we call in English Lot, L-O-T, towards the land which we blessed for people, which was the land of Syria and Palestine, where Allah put all the blessings at that time. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَنَافِلَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ. And we bestowed on him Ishaq and Jacob as a further gift, and we made them all righteous. So Allah gave him Ishaq and Yaqub. Ishaq was his son and Yaqub was his grandson. Sixth Imam says that Nafila is called for grandson because Yaqub Nafila, Allah said Nafila, is like a further gift. Nafila in English translation, further gift. But in real meaning is, here is grandson, and we made all righteous. Now there is a discussion why Ismail alayhi salam name was not mentioned and why Ishaq name was mentioned. There is some discussion about it. Possibly because Ishaq was born with more miraculous birth, being his mother being a barren in old age. Because Ismail alayhi salam mother was young and she delivered him, but this was a big miracle. So that's why possibly he was mentioned this way. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُوا بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ كَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. And we made them leaders guiding by our command. And we revealed to them the doing of good deeds and the establishing prayer and giving of alms. And they were worshippers of us. So this is one of the most famous verse of Quran about imams, the leaders. You know, and Allah said that we made them leaders, imam. So who he's talking about in this verse especially is these three prophets according to Mizan. Who are three prophets? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, and Yaqub alayhi salam. Ishaq and Yaqub is Jacob. All three had two offices. One office was they were prophets. Second office they were imams. They were the leaders. Okay, but this verse doesn't stay only to these three imams. According to Imam Raza alayhi salam, this imamat came in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam till it came as a prophet and imamat for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, imamat went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and his progeny. That's how imamat went through. So in this imamat, see, the prophet is one office, but imamat is a different office. Prophet takes the revelation from Allah through the angels, and the Shariat, the rules of the religions are being delivered to prophet, and prophet's job is to deliver to the people. This is called prophethood. But imamat is a different thing. See, Ibrahim alayhi salam became imam at the last because it's the most difficult thing. Because in imamat, you have to, what you have taught, you have to be with the community, and community bear community Spain and take them to the goal of excellence, which is a very hard thing to do, to live with them, to deal with them and take them to the excellence, which is the most difficult, tedious task. You become like their coach, which is very hard. So in this situation, Allah is saying what He did to them. Guiding by our command. They were guiding by Allah's command. They were and we revealed to them doing good deeds and establishing prayer and giving alms. And they were worshippers of us. Let's go back to on these situations. First situation is that there Yahuduna bi amrina. Allah guided them. So the question comes, where they were not guided? Mizan says their guidance was really a very high level. And they were on such a high level, Allah guided them further down. And Mizan says that then doing good deeds, khairat, good deeds, they were already doing great good deeds. But Allah guided them on a further level to do good deeds, like Ahlul Bayt. They were sacrificing everything, you know. But when they kept fast for 3 days and they kept giving breads, you know, and they're keeping themselves hungry, that was like guiding them even further from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving them even more, doing even better, establishing prayer. Like Imam Sajjad, the way he used to do prayer, like 1,000 rakat at night, you know, like shaitan came in the form of a snake and a snake started chewing his great toe, but he was still praying. That is the kind of thing Allah is talking about, establishing prayer. Means they were already praying, but the prayer became even higher and higher. And giving alms, you know, zakat, what kind of zakat they were giving, you know. Imam Ali, when he used to come home after getting Mala Ghanimat, he was always, nothing was in his pocket. Bibi Sayyida said, did you bring something? Gave it to Allah. Never complained. That kind of zakat. And they were worshippers of us. Kanu lana abedin. They were abedin, like, they were worshippers. We cannot even imagine what kind of worshipper they were, you know. You know, we can even think what kind of worshipping they had, what station they were worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like when we read Zarat-e-Jam-e-Kabir, and when we see what Imam Ali Naqi alayhi salam described the position of Ahlul Bayt, Aimmat Tahirin, what kind of position they had, that even the prophets cannot, Bani Israel prophet cannot imagine what kind of worshipping Ahlul Bayt Tahib Tahirin are doing, you know, because of their high station. وَلُوتًا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَنَجَّيْنَا مِنَ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ خَبَائِسٍ إِنَّهُمْ كَانَ قَوْمًا سَوْءَ فَاسِقِينَ. And Lot, we gave him wisdom and knowledge, and we delivered him from the town which were doing abominations. Verily, they were evil people, perverse. So Allah is talking about that Lut alayhi salam, Lot. Lot was in the Sodom, you know, when he left with Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went to Sodom, and these Sodom people are doing homosexuality. And it was only his home who was the pious home except his wife. Rest were all doing this sinful act. So Allah says that Allah gave him wisdom. Atana hukman, wisdom. And ilma, the knowledge, Allah gave him that. And delivered from the town which were doing abominations, filthy work. Verily, they were evil people, perverse. وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا إِنَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And we admitted him into our mercy. Verily, he was of the righteous. So what is the meaning of mercy here? Mercy means his prophethood, according to Mizan. That Allah gave him the prophethood, and verily he was righteous. When we read these verses, and when you read that إِنَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, we get kind of wonder, you know, how beautiful they were, how they had ilm, they had hukm, they had knowledge, they were salihin, you know. And then we get kind of sad, and we wish that, oh Allah, give us some knowledge, oh Allah, make us righteous, oh Allah, put us among salihin, you know. And we start feeling inside our heart for love to be with salihin, become salih, you know. And these are the effect of Quranic verses. When you read them repeatedly, it comes to your heart. And Allah give you nur and enlightenment and help to become like that, inshallah. And love to be like that. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَبْجَدْنَا لَهُ فَنَجَّيْنَا وَعَلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Noah, when he called before, then we answered him and delivered him from his family from the great calamity. Ya Allah, the kind of patience Noah alayhi salam had. 950 years he preached. Can you imagine, you know, we cannot preach people, we cannot be among bad people for a month, but he lived, he was there for 950 years. And he called before, he called Allah. Finally, he got tired of them. Allah said, Allah help me. So Allah answered him. See how Allah answered him. His patience was so much. See, you see, his patience was 950 years. So Allah answered him in that way. The answer was that Allah sent the flood, the great flood. So the way patience was there, that's how Allah answered. You keep small patience, small answer. Big patience, big answer. You know, like the patience of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Noah had a flood. Imam Hussain patience we are seeing today. Depending on the patience, how much patience you had, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had patience, the answer is Islam today. So that is the answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he want to Allah, we say Allah ta'ala doesn't respond to us, you know, because, you know, we are so desperate that Allah do respond to us, our du'as, you know. But what kind of patience we show in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, as much as we show patience, Allah's answer is like that. We are so much sinners, brothers and sisters. We have to be careful what kind of patience we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we answered him and delivered him and his family from the great calamity. Karbil Azim. Karbil means calamity. From Karb comes Karbala. From Karb comes Karbala. He had Karbil Azim. That was a great calamity. But in that calamity, he was delivered, you know. If you see Imam Hussain alayhi salam, from Karbala, he was never delivered, you know. This is the greatest session of Imamat, of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He took Ummah to there. He was their coach. And he went to that Karbil Azim, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, never was rescued from there. But Nuh alayhi salam was rescued. So you see the position of Nuh alayhi salam today, and you see the position of Imam Hussain alayhi salam today. ونصرناه من القوم الذي كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوما سوءين فأغرقناهم أجمعين. And we helped him against the people who rejected our signs. Verily they were an evil people, so we drowned them all together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah helped him against the people who rejected his verses. Verses, Allah's signs. Verily they were evil people. Allah says they were evil people, so we drowned them all together. Allah drowned them all together. That's what Allah did to them. Allah did not drown these Yazidi, you know, but he drowned those people because Allah's testing is so great. You know, Allah's testing towards Yazidi was more than the people of Noah. Why? Because Allah gave them more time to do more sins, brothers. More time to do more sins, so that on the judgment, there are verses in the Quran that Allah to the evil people give more time, so that they have no excuse from to Allah on the judgment day. There are verses in the Quran. So Allah was more harder to Yazidi than the people of Noah, because on the judgment day, they will have more to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give more time. And Allah gave a higher station to Imam Hussain alayhi salam because of this patience. So if we complain today that, oh Allah, why Imam is not coming and why we are struggling, don't complain. Allah wants to raise our station a little high. Keep patience. Show something so that on judgment day we can be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, a sabreen, mujahid. You know, this is time to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, Imam should come. I'm not saying he should not come. But if he's not coming, don't get desperate. It is good for us right now that we are getting something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam was 950 years and we cannot wait for Imam Hussain, Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Wa Dawud Sulaiman idh yahkumana fil harth idh nafashat Wa Dawud Sulaiman idh yahkumana fil harth إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين. And David and Solomon, when they gave judgment concerning the field, when the sheep of the people pastured in it by night, and we were witness to their judgment. This is a famous verse, and let me give background about the verse so we can explain that A man came and complained to Dawud alayhi salam because he was the ruler, that somebody's sheep came and pastured in my garden. It was a garden of grapes. So he said that now you got to decide what is the recompenses for my damage. So Dawud alayhi salam was sitting with Sulaiman alayhi salam. So now, and David and Solomon, when they gave judgment concerning the field, when they gave judgment, so they were giving judgment, right? Now there's a lot of discussion here. I'll try to be precise here. Let me give more stories so that we can come back and discuss more. So when this case was presented, Dawud alayhi salam said that the damage of the person whose garden was destroyed is that the recompense would be that the person who has sheep should give all his sheep to him so that his damage can be fulfilled. Sulaiman alayhi salam said it would be better that instead of giving all the sheep to him, what should be done is that the person whose sheep are there should give the milk and the wool of the sheep to the person of the damaged garden so that his loss can be recompensated, and also he should fix his garden. And when it's all done, he should take his sheep back. That was his answer. Now there's a lot of discussion. We'll go slowly, inshallah. But Dawud Sulaiman, either Yahkumane, when David and Solomon, when they gave judgment, we'll go back here. We are going slow. When they gave judgment, Mizan says when they were giving judgment, they were together. So when they were doing together and coming to conclusion, they were both right. It was not one is right and one is wrong. Both were right. Because they both agreed with one thing, that there is a damage and he should be recompensed. And Allah was there with them. And we go further. When the sheep of the people pastured it by night, and we were witness to their judgment. Now this is another thing. Allah is saying we were witness to their judgment. So Mizan described that since Allah was witness to their judgment, how could they be wrong anyway? Because Allah was a witness. Now there's one more beautiful thing. وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ. When Allah says حُكْمِهِمْ, means their judgment. This him is plural for three, not plural for two. Three or more. So this judgment, him is for the three or more people's judgment. So there were only two people in judgment. Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. Who was the third one? Mizan says beautiful. The third means plural is all the prophets' judgment. For all the prophets' judgment, Allah is their shahid. So their judgment is never wrong. So their judgment was correct. They were together in the judgment. They agreed with one thing, that it should be recompensed. So فَفَهَنَّهُ سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُلَّنْ آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَسَقَّرْنَا مَعُ دَاوُدَ جِبَالَ يُسَبِّحُونَ الطَّيْرَ وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. So we made Solomon to understand it, and to each we gave wisdom and knowledge, and with David we subdued the mountains to give glory and the birds, and we were the doers. Now, when they reached to this judgment, Sulaiman alayhi salam judgment was better in execution, in the sense is that the damage which has been there should be paid by the person who has sheep by giving the wool and the milk of sheep till the damage is compensated, and then his sheep should be returned, right? And who made it understand? Allah made it understand. So this judgment was superior in the sense of leniency. And who taught him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shows that Allah is so lenient and so kind. We pray to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we go to our grave, Allah should be very lenient to us. Allah is always lenient, brothers and sisters. We can only breathe and live with Allah's leniency. If Allah was hard, we would have died. Ya Kareem. Now, Hillel Best says one more thing, that there is a possibility that Dawud alayhi salam intentionally did not show his better judgment because he wanted to show Bani Israel that he will be his heir, the waris, so that they should start trusting him. That's one discussion. And to each we gave wisdom and knowledge. And with David, we subdued the mountains to give glory and birds. We were the doers. The mountains and birds, they used to do glorification with David when David used to read Zabur. Can you imagine the David sitting outside in the morning, just picture, and he's reading Zabur and he start hearing the voice of birds and mountains doing tasbihat with him. You can get goosebumps literally, you know. See their life, you know, they had in their heart so much judgment, they had so much wisdom, they had their heart in the book, and their irfan was so much that when they were doing tasbihat, these mountains were doing tasbihat, and birds were doing tasbihat. See, mountain is so huge, so scary. Can you imagine when he does tasbih, how he will feel? You see the glory of Allah? These are the things, you know, like we pray to Allah after reading all these verses. Oh Allah, give us something like knowledge. Oh Allah, give us something like wisdom. Oh Allah, give us something like patience. Oh Allah, make us saleh. Oh Allah, make us do tasbihah so we can feel your throne and the throne and the angels who are near your throne who are doing tasbihah, so our heart can be with those angels, inshallah. And what Allah says, so it is so beautiful. وَكُنَّا فَعَلِينَ, and we were the doers for all these beautiful things. We were the doers. Oh Allah, you are, why Allah is saying this, that كُنَّا فَعَلِينَ? Because Allah is asking us to ask Him for us. They are gone, it's for us to have the knowledge. كُنَّا فَعَلِينَ. Allah, oh, if you ask Allah, He'll inshallah give it to you. Knowledge, wisdom, irfan, you know, tasbihah, like high level of tasbihah, so you can have the feeling of resonance with the tasbihah of the universe, inshallah. وَعَلَّمْنَهُ سَنَةَ طَلَبِ وَعَلَّمْنَهُ سَنَةَ طَلَبِ طَلَبُ سِلَّكُمْ لِتُحْسِنِكُمْ مِنْ بَأْسِكُمْ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ. And we taught him the art of making the coat of mail for you to protect you in your wars. Are you then thankful? You know, Prophet Dawood, Allah taught him how to make coat of mail, you know, to protect against the weapons, you know. And that was the way Allah taught him, so that he can sell them and he can have his livelihood. He was the ruler of the whole place, you know. But he was so simple that he never took any money from Baitul Maal. And he had his own living. Imam Ali was same way, you know, like, he never took any money from Baitul Maal. He used to do his own work. You know, this is the way prophets and this was the way Hillel Bayt were. They never took anybody's money. That's how they were so strong. So Allah taught them. Allah taught them like this. So Allah saying, are you then thankful? Allah taught so much. Wali Sulaiman Riha Asifatan تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها وكنا بكل شيء عالمين. And for Solomon we subdued the wind blowing violent that rain at his command unto the land where we had blessed, and of everything we were aware. You know, Allah gave in his control all kind of winds, all winds, fast winds, even the slow winds, you know. And especially around the land where Allah blessed, which is the land of Palestine and Syria where he used to live. So basically, he had the control on the winds. So he used to take the whole people on the wind and used to fly on the wind. He used to go away from Palestine, travel everywhere, come back to Palestine. Allah gave him this kind of special mercy, special kind of gifts, which Allah gave it to him. And Allah said, for everything we were aware. ومن الشياطين من يغوص له يعمل عملا من دون ذلك وكنا لهم حافظين. And some of the Satans died for him and did other work besides that, and we were watching over them. Now this is a beautiful verse. It needs discussion. And Allah said that some of the Satans, they died for him and did other work besides that, and we were watching over them. Who were the Satans? The Satans were jinn. What is jinn? Jinn is called jinn because you cannot see him from our naked eye. They are like creatures. They have wisdom, they have art, they have intelligence. These jinn, some are like mu'min, believer, and some are non-believers. So, and they have a lot of energy, and Allah says that some of Satan died for him. Means they used to go into under the ocean and get some kind of jewelry like pearls and all that for him. And they did other work besides that. What is other work? Surah Saba says. What was other work they were doing? They were building palaces. They were building big parts and all that for him. Because Allah, we were watching over them. Allah says, "Kunna lahum hafizin." We were watching on them, so that they can work for Suleiman, Prophet Solomon. Those are the things Allah did for Prophet Suleiman. You know, when we are reading all these prophets, we are seeing how much Allah gave it to them and how they were rescued from all these kind of pains and tragedies. You know, that's why we read Ziyarat-e Ashura. We read Ziyarat-e Imam Hussain alayhi salam, when we say that he is the successor of all these prophets. You know, when you read this prophet's story and when you read Imam Hussain's story, you see the difference, how they were helped and how they were rescued and how much they were given. Imam Hussain alayhi salam, you see on the 10th of Muharram, he was not rescued from anything, you know. And how he did his patience and how he did Failul Khairat, what kind of good he did, and how what kind of salat he did it, and what kind of zakat he gave it to it. The kind of zakat he gave, the donation what he gave, and what kind of spirituality he had, what kind of spirituality he spread in his followers. The 72 became 72 because of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. If Imam Hussain was not there, you would not see those 72 so beautiful. It was a noor of Imam Hussain alayhi salam which gave noor to these companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And that noor got to, that noor was so much the fil khairat, that good deed, is that we are seeing that noor of Imam Hussain alayhi salam today everywhere in the Ummah. And that noor is because of his sacrifice, that Allah did not rescue him from Karbala. He put him there because his station is so high. He is the prince of paradise. And he got this position because of his sacrifices and his kind of noor and enlightenment, which we are seeing today, that there are millions of people coming to his shrine. And this kind of hidayah, this guidance coming to the maximum Imam Azam comes.